Sergeant tried to argue. The Night Stalker just growled, "Give him a spear!" I gave him my best imitation raven look and tried not to shake too much as I took the guard off the spear somebody handed me. I didn't throw the guard away. That bastard was serious. I wasn't going to play around, and I wasn't going to give up a trick. He did some fancy moves to loosen up. My mouth felt awfully dry. When he turned on me, I shifted to a left-handed stance, which guys always have trouble with for a couple of minutes. I kept the guard in my right hand. He tested me with a thrust toward my eyes. I brushed it away gently, just manipulating the spear with my left hand. I shot my right forward, cracked his knuckles with the guard. Cold as it was, that had to hurt like hell. In the second the pain distracted him, I brought my spear around, still one-handed, in a wild roundhouse edge cut at his throat. He threw himself backward to avoid it. I grabbed my spear with my right hand and went into a clumsily balanced right-handed stance, the butt of my spear forward. I flung myself and the butt of the spear straight ahead and got him under the ribs, taking the wind out of him. After that, it was just a couple of easy moves to disarm him and put him on his back in the mud with the tip of my spear at his throat. The whole thing didn't take 10-12 seconds. "You're wrong," I told him. "I wasn't there. But if you was right, you should have remembered that the Night Stalkers are only second best, one-on-one." I lifted the spear, stepped back, put the guard on, handed the weapon to Corporal Ryan, headed for my place in ranks. I prayed a lot as I did. Nobody would look me in the eye. The guys were all scared shitless. The Night Stalker took his time getting up. He was as pale as I've ever seen a guy get without doing a lot of bleeding, which he knew he could have done. He waved off any help. He recovered spear and guard and made a point of cleaning the weapon while 47 guys waited for something to happen. He looked around, said, "You learn something every day, if you're smart. Let's have the next 6 men up here." Everybody sighed, me included. The shitstorm was on hold for a while. I noticed that hothead Ken looking at my cheek like he never noticed the mark there before. Maybe the cold made it show up more. Chapter 62. With a little sorcery and a little luck, Bowman's learned that the men Exile had sent for the valuable corporal had just gone to Night Stalker headquarters and told them to produce him. "Nothing like getting somebody else to do your work for you," Raven said. "Sounds like a fine idea to me," Bowman said. "Why don't we find a place and wait for them to bring him to us?" As easily done as said. There was just one decent, straightforward route running from the Night Stalker's headquarters to the Heart of War. "Finally coming," Bowman said. "Silent, lay down that haze now. Don't make it so thick they smell trouble.